Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm unmuted now. We have Officer Kazak from New York. Okay, Levi in the house, and soon he will be broadcasting from our GOCC Media's page soon, and he's going to give us some insight to what type of content he'll be conveying to the listening audience or the viewing audience. Officer Kazak, what's going on, my brother?
Shalom, shalom, Elder, shalom, Elder Ricard, Elder Lawyer, shalom, peace and blessings to the family. What's going on, guys?
Man, are you ready for the Passover?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said. Your phone sounded kind of choppy.
I said, are you ready for the Passover?
Oh, yeah, listen, Sister Shirley is working me like a workhorse, so I got to be ready.
All right, I can't wait to see it. You've been in many productions, keyboard player, a brother of many talents from the tribe of Levi. Give the brothers and sisters some insight on what exactly they can look forward to seeing Thursday night from the GOCC media channel. We're inviting you in to bring forth some of the content.
All right, well, real quick, I mean, what I'm going to be doing is what I really want to use this platform for is to also introduce or to let people know the musicians and the music and the artists that we have that's part of the church. There's a lot of great musicians, a lot of great artists. So, you know, I really want to take the time to you know, shed some light on that. And I also want to bring forth a lot of entertainment because I realize there's no real entertainment for our youth.
Okay.
You turn on the TV.
Great idea.
You turn on the TV. You can't watch anything on TV without seeing the letter people. So I definitely want to bring some entertainment on the truth side, and just keep our young people engaged, keep their minds going. Trying to cultivate a nation like you bringing forth a nation. Definitely want to turn their minds into building more, right? Coming together. That's a lot of things that we have as a people that we don't really understand that we have until we come together. So definitely,
okay.
That's what I want to use the platform for. You know, definitely to exalt the Most High. Definitely to exalt my people. You know, Most High willing to bring some change to our people, especially the younger generation. Like they really need it.
Well, that's a good idea, especially with how they're cutting off all the programs for children now. And they're just seeking people to be on these games and to zone out. And we've lost art and culture. And like you're a keyboard player. I said that what we need to do is put together an orchestra, get instruments, teach our children how to feel an instrument and how to do certain things. I'm going to talk to you about that, but it's going to be more so an Israelite entertainment type base introduced in real talent that most probably don't know exists out there. How soon will you begin broadcast from GOCC Media?
I definitely want to start tomorrow. Tomorrow I just
tomorrow
want to do
night.
Like a real introduction. Yeah, tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Tomorrow night. All right.
Yep.
So, my man. So, I'm going to tune in. Make sure you all tune in tomorrow, GOCC Media, folks. GOCC Media. You go there, subscribe. R.A.I. is usually there. He was there last night. And we're going to have a different, you know, component here. We're having bring people in with different gifts and introducing you to many gifted brothers and sisters throughout the earth, not just in the Word, but also brothers and sisters. That's right. But also with many talents, carpenter, musician, and all that. And not only that, the brother, you're a pretty good actor too, I have to tell you.
I'm okay.
Boy, believe it or not, I was about to go down the actor road coming up when I was a child, when I was coming up through Freedom Theater. But, you know, a lot of other things happened, you know, the music, and I started singing, and I was about to do the actor thing, but you're not too bad, brother, so you're pretty good. You're pretty good, so I hope to see you tomorrow night, GOCC Media, brother, and welcome to the team.
God, praise the Most High, and shalom, everybody, shalom, elders, and let's keep pushing.
Let's do it. Shalom, a birth of a nation. Shalom. I'm going to play Shalom. All right. All right, a true birth of a nation. We have Nicole with a question. 515-605-9327. How you doing, Nicole?
Shalom. All is well. I'm thankful to say. Let me just say I am so excited to be able to talk with you. And I also, just following that gentleman there, I work with children for over 20 years in children's church. And I'm trying to transition now to GOCC, but I haven't gotten correspondence much to my reaching out. But I was hoping to be able to make the Passover this year, but I don't know, it may be too late because I know it's just a couple of weeks away. But I do want to just want to commend you for being such an honorable man. I believe that you're definitely a true prophet and worthy to follow. We are excited to be a part of you know, just being able to partake of your teachings each week. My husband and I are so excited about the spirit of Christ that's upon your ministry that kind of separates you from all the, from so many others. We glean from others too, but you all are our main diet, and we thank the Most High for you. My husband is a great singer too, and both of us were very, very active. So we're hoping to be able to use our gifts and talents. I'm a playwright, and I compose music, and I teach piano privately and in my home ever since I was in high school. And I'm just so ready to use my gifts again because I have exited the Christian church. But I am also more excited about being able to grow, just continue to grow in this understanding and just learning my Hebrew heritage. And but let me get to my question before you pull the plug on me. I just want to say that I'm not sure. Are you aware of the mass exodus that's going on from the BGLO, Black Greek Letter organizations? I think that's such a major stronghold. I mentioned it to you a few weeks back, and you thought it would be a good idea to add it to the academy. I guess you know your teachings in the academy, which we enjoyed very much. My husband and I, we were in our first academy this past one. Oh yeah, let me just tell you right now, we are going to be a like a fixture, like a plant on the, you know, like a, you know, like landscape. We will never not be in the academy.
Thank you.
Just overwhelmingly blessed. And it is something that has brought our marriage even, we always had a good marriage, but it's even better now. I just thank the Most High for you. But I didn't know if you were aware of that, because the reason why I'm concerned is because
when you say BGLO, mm-hmm. mass exodus, what is BGLO and who's exiting it?
Black Greek Letter organizations and people, it also black sororities and fraternities.
Exit.
Yeah. And reason why that's important to me, because at the church where I'm exiting, that was never a part of the culture, because my pastor was, who had been a Mason for maybe up to the second degree, but then when he saw the wickedness, he fled it right away, and that was prior to him becoming a pastor, you know, before it became a pastor. But I've been, I was under his leadership for 30 years before finding this truth, which was in December 2020. But what concerned me was when I saw a ritual done at one of the funeral services at, you know, how the fraternities, they give this kind of little rite of passage or some kind of funeral ritual that they do, but it had never been done in my church before. So I was concerned, and that put me on the path of research to try and find out more about them. And so now I'm kind of almost a little expert about the origins of secret society, starting with the Masons, of the Freemasons, of course, with the Knights Templar and all of that, and of course the rituals that they actually say, because they kneel before candles and pictures of their founders, and they pledge their lives after, of course, hazing. And it's the reason why I'm, you know, it's kind of a passion of mine. Even though I never joined, it was always something that I always got a check in my spirit about that when I was in college, and so I was never drawn. I always felt like that was, you know, that the you know, that God's family should be the only fraternity that we should be a part of and that we can make a difference in. But
when you say, I understand, when you say a mass exodus, okay, what do you mean? You have record that people are leaving these fraternities and organizations in number? And if so, for what reason?
They are, these are people who have, yes, the numbers are, coming out like in the ledgers of the people who have to go through the paperwork of the actual denouncing process. Because there's one thing to say, okay, I'm not going to participate in another, but if you really, many of the people, if you watch them on YouTube and you listen to them in these panels and that kind of thing, you hear that when their relationship with God became very important to them, then God kind of impressed upon them that, hey, you got into these organizations publicly, you need to denounce them publicly. And that's why a lot of them choose to
So what you're seeing online is that people, they're starting to realize the spiritual implication of their decisions, that they're asked that by joining these ranks,
exactly,
they actually join against their own spiritual interests as those who believe in Christ. And I'm gonna tell you this, there's another reason why a lot of them are actually no longer, you know, pledging, but are actually leaving altogether, is because what? The financial pool for useful taskmasters are drying up also. They would use the sororities and all these as the gatekeepers between government and our people, as a form of herding the people politically in the direction of the Democrat
Party.
Controlling
the masses.
Like Roland Martin and all these guys, of them are part of fraternities, but usually that in churches is how they were able to politically control our people within the community. But all the money have went from those areas into now LGBTQ are the gatekeepers now. So there's no money for sororities to actually join ranks with them. They've moved the money to gay. So maybe the money's drying up. Could be a lot of reasons why some of them are having a change of mind. It isn't financially advantageous for them anymore.
Yeah, but the beautiful part about this, we're seeing young people who are coming on YouTube, and they may have been a part of the sorority maybe 2 months, and then they're saying that, I realize that, you know, hey, the Spirit told me that what you just did, you are pledging your life to these Roman and Egyptian gods and deities.
Yeah.
And God is God, you know, and it's generational in so many instances, because you know how long they've been around. They've been around for at least 100 years. If you talk about longer than that. Talk about the Boule.
Yeah, but I do have to get to the next call, sister. But what I will be doing in the next academy, we will be going in, when we go into the sorcery and the witchcraft, we will be going into Freemasonry. So get ready for that. All right?
I'm looking forward to it. Well, thank you, Sister. Is it too late to be a part of the Passover? I'm just curious.
Well, it's not. I gave your number to Elder Lawyer. Give him a call. I mean,
okay.
I gave your number. Elder Lawyer, I just did it while I was speaking. He's going to call you. We're
okay.
going to see if we can fast track so you and your husband can join us in a couple of weeks. Okay?
Well, we look forward to it. We call him the voice, so we're looking forward to hearing from him.
Yeah, he has that voice.
Thank you.
All right, bless you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Elder.
Thank you, Nicole.
Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Yeah, a lot of these so-called fraternities were used as useful puppets, as taskmasters for the Democrat Party. And I'm going to tell you right now, Biden and others are throwing them back into the pool. All the money is dried up. There's no money for you anymore, right? There's no money for you, so you might as well come on the right side of this. It's everything that I said was going to happen. I told people years ago, a lawyer can attest, that they go, not just the fraternities, they're going to come after all of their gatekeepers in the music business. P. Diddy, Jay-Z. And now what you look? You look online, and all of these so-called revealing videos, whether they're true or not, who's pushing these videos to be out there every day on who killed P. Diddy, who did this and who did that? Now they... Who allowing that stuff to be out there without confirming anything? They're getting rid of all their gatekeepers. The first thing they do is they have to put it out there to condition people to turn against these people first, like they did with surviving R. Kelly. That was a systematic takedown from a documentary to first sway the public who would one day be in a jury pool against a person before he's even tried. And that's what's going on. Every time you turn on YouTube right now, it's a P. Diddy thing of, was he behind the death of this? P. Diddy closet sexual exploits and all these things. I don't know anything about it, but for them to keep putting this up there every day, it looks like there's a hit piece showing who they're going after next. And I told people, once they utilize you against your people, after you've used up and consolidate too much power and generational wealth that can actually help our people, no, they're not going to wait for a change of mind. They're going to break you and take you. I told people, you can't play on both sides of the fence. And so this is what's going on. So I can only pray for brothers and sisters. It's a hit piece. They did it with R. Kelly. A lot of people don't know. All of that was connected. It wasn't though they did a documentary and then all of a sudden charges pop up. Come on, man. And guess who orchestrated the documentary on R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly? That's right. A Herald person from the LGBTQ group was used to put that whole production together. They're the new gatekeepers. 614 area code.
Hello, can you hear me, Elder?
Well, they were always the gatekeepers, but now they're the main gatekeepers who are getting funded now. How are you doing, Dayton? How are you? And the
I'm
line's closed
fine.
In
Shalom.
9 minutes. Shalom, the line's closed in 9 minutes. So if you're not in within 9 minutes, you won't be able to chime in on the broadcast. Talk to me, Dave. Floor is yours.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call and say thank you, man, because I'm 16 years old. I'm also a sophomore in high school, and me and my family, we found out about our truth when I was about 9 years old. I was 11, actually, and we gave up pork and everything. And I just want to call you and just tell you thank you, man, because it's helped a lot. It's like I go in school, and I see all these spirits. There's, like, kids that's doing drugs and everything, and it's like I'm glad. I'm, like, I'm not a part of it. And I just really thank you for that.
Listen to this. Now, this is, brother, you know what? What you're showing here, this is what the work is all about, my brother. To hear a 16-year-old saying that he learned this from the age of 9. And with all the choices to do wrong, peers amongst you doing drugs, and now through this truth and knowledge of this Bible, you know not to do such. And, brother, hey, thank you. Thank you for standing courageous in this word at such a young age, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Because long after us, brother, you'll stand in this word and become a defender of truth. And
yes, sir, that's the plan.
That's the plan?
Yes, sir. That's
thank
the plan.
You, brother. The greatest
yes,
thank you is to not be discouraged. This road isn't easy. To never get discouraged no matter what. And the greatest
yes.
thanks is to finish. That's what Christ did.
Yes, sir.
To finish.
Thank you.
All right, my brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Ain't that something? Dayton, 16 years old. You hear that, lawyer? Hey, bro. Hey. That's absolutely
yes,
wonderful.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Man, if that doesn't excite you about this truth, I don't know what. And I don't know what whether the apologetics or the government, whoever's listening to it, will clip that video and hear that a 16-year-old man will stand with the law of God after learning from us and know not to do drugs and promote that as something positive amongst those who believe in Christ and are Israelites. You think they'll do that, Elder Lawyer? You think they'll take this clip and play it on CNN and show that we probably saved a young man from the streets?
Most likely not. He would have to do something heinous or under the guise of being an Israelite, and maybe he'll get a little bit of press then.
Yeah, Israelite can get a press if we stepped on someone's toe, if their big toe. You know what I mean? CNN will come with the paparazzi and cameras from each area. You know what I mean? But it's deep that when I hear testimonies like this all the time. Sometimes my phone is open, people call, and I'm getting all types of testimonies. People say that their life was changed for the better. Their life was saved because during the so-called pandemic, how they was able to follow what we were dealing with and hearing it and making the right choices. And now they're living healthy, and those who were listening to this amongst their families, some are no longer with us now. And they said, you know what, if I wouldn't have opened up my computer and seen you. A matter of fact, a lot of people, folks, couldn't work. Why? Because the doors of the corporations were closed. So I had a woman at a lawyer tell me that she would have been working at a time that she seen the video that saved her life. But because the doors was closed during the pandemic, she was able to hear the information that could save her through it.
Mm.
William. Okay, we have Donna, William, and James. All right. Let me go to William now. William. Then I have some announcements on our social media before we end the broadcast. William, you have a comment and question. Floor is yours.
Yeah, I'm from Maryland, and I watch you guys all the time on YouTube. You guys do a great job giving out God's gift of wisdom and gift of knowledge and gift of understanding. And I appreciate all that.
All praises to the Most High.
You got that right. Glorify him, because it's his glory that he able to work through us. As the word said, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, you know?
Yes.
So we thank him for that. But we're feeding people a lot of wisdom and knowledge, but a lot of them not, some of them just not. I mean, you know, my question is, I mean, I have ideas and stuff for things to do to help solve the problem, but I just don't, you know, God ain't put me in that position yet. But I do go out and minister and stuff like that in the streets and stuff to brothers and stuff. And we feed them spiritually and we feed them mentally. But what action physically that we can do to stand up against Esau for doing the things that they do? I mean, you know, we talk about God can do this and, you know, give us the spirit to rise up, this, that, and that. But what physically defense can we use instead of saying that the immigrants and the foreigners come over and take everything from us, this, that, and that? I mean, I know it's a way that we can do it. We just got to get the right people in the right places to do the things. And my question is, do you have any ideas that you could feed not just to me, but maybe do a YouTube allowing people to know.
Well, give me an example because you're speaking in generalities.
So you said
there's things that you would do. What are those things?
Like for example, get a true Israelite to run in the system. If you know.
All right.
You know.
Hold on. I'm not laughing at you. Right? I'm laughing about is that you said, okay, all praises be to the Most High, in agreement with me when I said all praises be to the Most High.
Right? Right.
So Christ is our leader.
I understand that.
So there's nothing to do outside of the path he laid for us to do. Like, if anyone could have become a politician, Paul was respected not just amongst Israelites, but to the Roman Empire, he also had status. Why didn't Paul become a senator?
Well, see, the reason why Paul probably didn't become a senator back then, because the simple fact is that, well, Paul was two-sided. Before he became a Christian, Paul was...
No, I'm answering your question, because it's like this. You have to realize there's two governments, the government of this world and the government that will come with Christ that was established. We have to choose which government, listen, we have to choose which government we'll align ourselves politically with.
And I understand that, but what I...
So let me give you an answer. I'll give you some insight.
Okay.
There's no example of anyone in crisis time, according to the system he established, we're followers of Christ, or amongst Israelites who said we're going to send a politician from amongst our people within the ranks to change things from the inside. There's not one example in the Bible for that, unless you're looking to do something that's not aligned with Christ's order. Now, what you're saying sounds good, but it's anti-Bible. There's no example of the Bible in it. There's no example at all of anyone doing this in the Bible, including, and not only that, it's contrary to what Christ said for us to do. Like I'm gonna give you an example, right? I'm a part of the government that Christ established in this earth,
right,
teaching according to his ministry. With all the work that I'm doing right now, if I were to take my insight and understanding into the political arena for this world, you would not have had the opportunity to hear me tonight and understand what this work is.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So the whole thing is we've already been drafted into a government to work politically.
Right. Right. And that's what I'm saying. We already drafted into that. So why don't we start building our political world, well, our Christian spiritual laws upon us now so that people can have much more freedom and be able to, like for instance, I hear y'all say, like, we build America, but yet everybody come taking it from us. So it's some kind of way.
That's true.
Right, yeah, I agree with you. I'm not denying that, but what I'm saying is...
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you some insight.
Okay.
First of all, let me ask you a question. How long have you been actually listening to this channel, myself in particular?
Probably about 3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years, okay.
I'm speaking
general. That's why you have you ever gathered with the church there in Maryland that we have?
No.
Because you would have to be more so on the inside to understand exactly how we are affecting any particular area to know whether or not what we're saying is actually yielding results, right?
Okay, right.
Now, there's a lot you don't know or you wouldn't be asking the question. So I would say go there and check out what we're doing to know whether or not some of your concerns, you know, aren't being addressed already. Now, the second thing, listen to me clearly, and listen to me good. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
When I speak and talk about what the immigrants are doing and what everyone is doing, it's not so that we can affect this government politically and have them bend to our will and give us reparations. I know that might not ever happen.
Right.
I'm saying that so that people can stop having, brothers and sisters, false hope on a government that wished them ill will and use that time for something more constructive for themselves than to put their life and spirit in this political system to only get continually disappointed over and over again.
Right. Okay.
They can spend exactly. So I don't put that out there so that the politicians out there can say, let me draft up something to help these people. They can't help us. If they help us, their empire is over. So I don't say this in hopes of this government changing. I say this to open our people's eyes. You got that?
Right. You don't want our people to be thinking about another Al Sharpton or Dr. King where things have fell down.
Exactly. It was a shame. Listen.
It's working.
Barack Obama dashed the hopes of our people to pieces.
Yeah, you got that right. I agree with
we
you.
We upheld him almost as a messiah. It's like we pushed all of our chips in the middle and said, listen, we can bank that something is going to be different with this particular man.
Yeah.
And if we had as much hope in Christ and his Bible as Barack Obama, I believe our people would be free already. So that's the whole point. When you hear me talk the political side of things, I'm bringing reason to those who still have hope in this evil society that have always destroyed us. That's all.
Right there is enough to let the people know outside of the Israelites or inside the Israelites is that no matter what goes down, keep the faith and keep the hope, and that would be our physical thing right now. So I got you.
My brother. All right. Good question, though.
God bless y'all. Bless you. Keep the good work up. I'm praying in the gap. Interceding for y'all brothers. Y'all doing a great job, and one day you all will see me.
Okay, I hope so. I hope so, brother. I hope to see
you. You will.
And whatever ideas you have, bring it to the body, and you know, with you, the body becomes stronger.
Right. Yeah. Father, the Maryland, Israel, we was going in there, but you know, the shot came up and you couldn't do this and couldn't do that, but we're going to get back there. You know, we think about coming to Philly and see y'all one day. You know?
Well, come see me and we'll talk about it. I don't care what the shot is doing. That has nothing to do with what God is doing. That stuff never had no impact on me whatsoever.
Well, me neither. It didn't have no impact on me, but, you know, you couldn't have a certain amount of people and you had to do this and do that.
It's not where we come from. Not where we come from. Guess what? We were open and we were gathering. We didn't care about none of that stuff they were talking about. All
right? Right. I understand.
Faith
that,
over fear. Bless you, my brother.
Okay. All right. Thank you all. God bless.
All right.
All right.
You had people out of their mind. They was in cars with masks. You talking about something as much as people losing their minds. I wasn't going to let none of that crap affect me. If you're scared, go get a dog. All right, let's go through. We only have two more. We have Donna as well as James. James with a comment.
Hello?
Yes, James. How are you?
Hey, sir. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Am I playing in the background?
Please make sure. Oh, yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
All right. You have a comment, question?
Sir, I'm celebrating. My name is James Holt from Rock Hill, South Carolina,
okay,
representing the tribe of Judah the best way I can, and I'm happy to be able to talk to you.
Thank you. The pleasure's all mine.
Yes,
what
sir.
What you got?
Nothing, man. I mean, I'm living, man, and Jesus got me protected. I've been protected through Facebook. I mean, you know, my life, man, my life. So I guess Jesus got me, well, I'm talking to you, to reach out to my people, not only to thank y'all for keeping me safe and alive in America, and that I guess, you know what I'm saying, I'm reading the book of Isaiah, and I'm in chapter 20, I read chapter 24, you know what I mean? And,
yeah,
man, I love Jesus and Jesus loves us all. So like, I'm reaching out like I've been doing for probably about the past, I don't know. I've been feeling uneasy. Like, you know, the government been trying to take me out to keep. Bottom line, I want to be able to, you know, I pray for peace, man. And since Jesus loves me, he allows me to be able to reach out to people to continue to do the things that he asked me to do. Is what to talk about Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, I got baptized at 16. I joined the military. I've been in professional sports. So I've learned through YouTube and my elders. And you are elder to me, man. I appreciate y'all so much with the history. You know what I mean? Because, like, my faith with Jesus is I'm here. Jesus got me protected with the shit. He got me. You know, everybody knows. And I like to say, you know what I'm saying, for our Gentile brothers, the white man, Esau, however y'all like to say it, the Europeans, the Romans, the people that are in charge right now, you know what I'm saying, Jesus loves us all. So y'all are the only ones who's given us the history. But but when you talk about Jesus of Nazareth or Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, like Matthew say, because, you know, we got black people coming out with there was no letter J and, you know, confusion, man, as if Matthew chapter 3 doesn't exist about Emmanuel. Like back in the day, you know, I like to say common sense, Mama Mary, his mother, his family, his stepdad, you know, everybody called him Emmanuel, was God with us. And in my student application Bible, I am not, you know, I ain't 100% the greatest reader, but Jesus is blessing me. So
all right, let's talk about this real quick, because you went in a few places that I would like to at least get some understanding with.
Okay. Yes, sir.
You say Jesus loves you.
Oh yeah,
and he
yes,
loves
sir.
Us all. And he loves us all. Yes. What do you mean by that? When you say loves us all.
He don't want nobody. When I say all, I mean the whole world, every race of man, no matter the color or the creed. Now, he don't like this satanic stuff, now, but he does not want bloodshed or slaughter. So, like I say, I'm in.
I'm very direct, because when you start speaking and going all over the place, it doesn't give people context and understanding. So when I teach and when you teach, you have to stay in one place to edify. Then
yes,
this is how people learn in stages. If you start talking all over the place and talk about Isaiah, people are gonna forget the original premise. The question
yes,
is, okay, here's the question: what does Christ hate?
Oh, Jesus hates anything that's against the laws of the Omega.
Who's the Omega?
The creator of all, you know what I'm saying? Some people call him, you know what I'm saying, the father. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The father. The
all right, okay, let's go. So we understand that Christ does hate, right?
See, I don't know if Jesus hate anybody. You know what I'm saying? When it comes
listen to me clearly. And this is where Christians fall off the rails here. Okay, and what happens is, we try to view Christ and God through the lens, or I would say, the spiritual lens of our emotions.
Understood.
So we have to take the emotions out of the way and deal with the truth. When Christ says, St. John 3:16, that he so loved the world, what world was he talking about? Was he talking about everybody, or was he talking about a specific world?
Well, from the way I've been living and for what I've been
living
for,
sir, you're dealing with anecdotal. Listen, you're dealing with anecdotal. What you're going through personally and trying to give it a broad and trying to deal with it from a personal angle, when Christ was dealing with a broad perspective, when John 3:16 was quoted, it had a specific meaning. You wasn't born yet, so it wasn't through how you feel it was written.
Yes, sir.
So what did Christ mean when he said, for God so loved the world? Was he talking about everybody, or was he talking about a specific world outside of everybody?
Well, Jesus came for the sick and the shut in, the low lives, the people whose sins, people that was of sin.
Okay.
You know, he came.
I see what we have to do here, sir. Do you have a Bible in front of you?
Yes, sir. Hold on. Give me a second.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Because what either of us, you or me, what we're not going to do is speak for Christ. All right?
Yes, sir.
And yes, I think that's one of the most gravest errors we've made thus far, right?
Yes, sir.
Let me know you got your Bible in front of you.
I got it.
All right. Go to John 3:16.
John 3:16.
You there? Let me know you're there.
Yes, sir.
Read that.
For God, John 3:16, in Jesus' name. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, go to hell, but have eternal life, which means either paradise, or he might let us live like our ancestors. It just depends on how we stop sinning.
Hey, brother, listen. You see how you start just rolling after Christ said something?
Repeat, say again, sir.
Do you see how you just started going into your own situation after Christ just made a quote?
Oh, understood. When I said perish, like go to hell.
I know what the words say. You don't have to emphasize. But what we got to do
is
focus outside of our emotions, right?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
I'm listening. Yes, sir.
Okay, what version of the Bible do you have there?
I have it's called the Student Life Application Bible, and it's called the New Living Translation.
The New Living Translation. I need you to go to Matthew 18 and 11 in your new translation.
Matthew's 18 and 11.
Yeah, let me know. Read that verse for me. I'm gonna put it up there so everyone else can see it too. Don't do nothing. Stick with me. Because what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put Matthew 18:11 on the board so everybody can see it.
Yes, sir.
Right? Now this is Christ's words. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. That's Christ's words in the King James Version. Now, I need you to read Christ's words in Matthew 18 and 11 in the book you're reading.
And I see that. I see Matthew's 10, but I do not see 11.
No.
It jumps from 10.
Hold up. hold up. I need you to take your time and tell everybody what you're witnessing, looking at your Bible in Matthew 18 right now.
That right? I do not have a verse 11, sir.
So your 11, Christ's words, are missing out of your Bible, correct?
And as I've had this Bible since 1999, and why you are my teacher and my elder, for I never recognized this, sir.
Exactly.
It went from verse to verse 11, sir. I told you.
Exactly.
Didn't I tell you at the beginning Jesus loved me? Didn't I tell you, sir? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It went from 10 to 12. 11 is missing. The devil gave
yes,
you
sir.
That Bible. That's not the Bible.
And you got it up here. Let me, wait a minute, sir. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Yes, he did. I said that he come to save sinners, but I did not know in my Bible, verse 11 is not there.
Exactly. The devil gave you that Bible. You don't have a Bible. See, and that's the problem. That's why we're going through what we're going through right now. You don't have a Bible. Okay?
Sir,
now I need
you
to hold that.
My...
Hold up. Wait. I need you to go to the book of Revelation.
Yes, sir.
Did you go to the book of Revelation?
Revelation what? Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. Yes, sir.
Now, what I need you to do, understand this, all right? The Bible you have is wrong. Your interpretation of the Bible is wrong. Okay? Are you with me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us that if anyone take away any word of this prophecy, they will be written out of the book of life.
Yes, sir.
So it was Jehovah's Witnesses and Freemasons and others who gave you a new interpretation, taking the words out of the Bible, and these people are not written in the book of life. They're Satanists.
Yes, sir.
They're reading the real Bible, the King James Version, while they peddle in that garbage Bible to our people at the same time. You got it?
Yes, sir.
So I don't want to – now, the last thing. Last thing before I go to the next call here, right?
Yes, sir.
I need you to go to 2 Peter 1 and 20.
No, what did you tell me to go to Revelations for?
I'm going to take you to Revelation. Go to 2 Peter 1 and 20.
2 Peter 1 and 20. Give me a second. Yes, sir. I guess I need y'all to help me then.
Yes, we're here to help you.
Like my life on the line and everything, but it's not because of my Bible. It's because I serve Jesus and we family. You my teacher. You say 2 Peter.
1 and 20.
I'm in 1 Peter, sir. Give me a second.
Come on.
See, I don't even see 2 Peter. I just got 1 Peter. I don't know. 2 Peter. Okay, you say 2 Peter what?
1 and 20.
1 verse 20. Verse 20. I know Jesus is all over this. He told me to do this. He got me prepared to do this. And verse. Okay, I see it. I'm at here. I'm here.
Come on, let's do it.
2 Peter, verse 20, in Jesus' name. Above all, you must understand that no
prophecy
in script, no prophecy, thank you, sir, in scripture ever come from the prophets themselves. Then I got to ask.
See that?
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes, sir.
See how the devil works? Because the scriptures tells us, right? That's why
yes,
I went there. First Peter 1
above
and 20
all,
in the real
you
Bible.
You must understand that no prophecy
in
scripture
to
ever come.
I need
yes,
you
sir.
To listen.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1 and 20 that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. And it came by the will of the Holy Spirit. The prophets wrote as they were convinced through the Holy Spirit. So now, That Bible will turn a person anti-prophet when the prophets wrote the book and were inspired by Christ to do so. You see, you're dealing with a broke Bible there, right? Last scripture. Let's go to Revelation. Go there. I said I would go there. Now, you notice Matthew 18 and 11 is missing in that book, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Go to Revelation 22 and 19 and read that.
22 and 19?
Yep.
Revelation 21. Wait a minute.
22.
Revelations 22, verse 19, in Jesus' name.
Read it.
And if anyone removes any of these words of this prophetic book, God will remove that person's share in the tree of life and in that holy city that are described in this book. There you go.
So
yes, sir.
So the devil gave you that book. And whoever gave you that book without Matthew 18 and 11, which is Christ's words, is probably burning in hell right now. So what I suggest you do is, you know, it's heating up. If you got a fireplace, you can throw that book in a fireplace. And by the time I speak to you next week, you should have a King James Version Bible. Deal?
Sir, I am trapped down, barricaded in my house. I'm a combat veteran. I don't know what all I'm going through. All I can tell you is Jesus has been protecting me because, like I say, man, I joined the military in 2005. I got out in 2008. My mother died February the 28th. And Jesus has been guiding me through. Jesus has been guiding me going against the DSS system. What?
Hey, brother, listen. He guided you tonight. So in order for him to continue guiding you, he guided you to understand that the book you have isn't the book. Now, if you're barricaded in your house, that's fine. Contact us, 215-253-4448. We'll send a King James Version Bible to you, okay?
Well, give me the number. How do I contact you? 215-253-4448. 4448. Yes, sir.
All right.
I want to ask you, Mr. Elder Lawyer, right?
No, I'm Elder Ricasciar. You can ask a question, but I have two more people I have to get to, but I'm being patient because I know
I'm about to pray, sir. I don't need no you are my elder. I'm going to continue as long as I'm alive. I'm going to follow you, and I'm about to do my praying because, I mean, I don't know what else to say to you. I mean, if the government don't take me out, I love you, bro. That's all I know to say to you.
Well, brother,
let's not
talk about that. You're covered by the blood, all right?
Hey, man. Yes, sir.
All right, bless you. You're covered
by
the blood. And please
get on my Facebook because I'll be sharing y'all. My name is James Hope. I got a picture of a Thundercat on it. I never changed my profile just because But if you get, know what a Thundercat is.
We're not going
into
the Thundercat right now. We want to keep this up there on the high. We're on the high. You was good with Jesus. And we're going to work on that Jesus with you too. But let's not throw in no Thundercat. Bless you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. In the morning time. All right. Covered under the blood. Under the blood. I don't know if Elder Lawyer heard this.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Under the blood. I think I have it here. Did you hear him yet? Where is it? I'm gonna get it for you, Elder Lawyer. Under the blood. In a couple of minutes. Hold tight. I'm going to get it for you. 443 area code. Where it's William. I think I already brought in William. William, have a question and comment.
Yeah, I already talked to you, Alvin.
All right. Last but not least, we have Ronnie with a comment.
Hello?
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Talk to me.
Yes, I just want to say all praise be to the Most High. Thank you, and you, Mel, the lawyer, for being the vessels to do this every week. Baptized last year. Had my first tabernacle
last year.
Yeah, thank you so much, the water. And I just looking at it from a different aspect. I've had, other teachers too, but no one's ever gone scripture for scripture like this. And I see that other is our groups do it. But I like this one because I like it's true from the heart. It's done in meekness. And it made me a better person. And I look forward to going to Passover this year, man. I really do. And I grace God, I just been through a lot. I know it's not about me because everybody has problems. But I just had a sister that passed, and I'm supposed to go to her funeral next week, and then I was in a brief accident. I'm still recovering from it, but I'll be ready by Passover. I thank him every day. Yeah, I said pray to do, and I thank him every day for even giving me the life I had. I wasn't always an angel. I try to do my best to repent as much as I can and pray as much as I can. And I can get back in my reading again. And I just want to thank you. This show is basically saving my life. And, man, I just don't know what you're saying. Really thank for the Most High, really thank for the office, the water, man.
Well, let me ask you. You say you're coming to the Passover this year?
Yes, sir.
All praises be to the Most High. Hey, it's going to be one of those. It's going to be one of those moments. It's going to be one of those days.
Yeah.
I believe these days in Babylon, counting down, are written in the heavens, brother. And I can't wait to be amongst saints. Every time we're amongst saints, something great happens. I know right now there's a lot of explosions going on and all these other things happening. But the same way it happened during the so-called pandemic, we were not deterred. While everyone was scared, we were praising the Almighty. So I hope
right.
to see you.
That's
I hope
right.
to see you.
We're so
all right.
now, even though I know they always had a Space Force through NASA and all that now, they've updated us with the Space Force because they know something's coming and not only do they want to just move out of America, they're trying to get off the planet. And if they can't do that, they're not going to be able to. It's just not, there's no escaping the second coming of Yeshua at all. It's just not going to happen, And I try to tell people as best as I can,
Well, brother, listen, it's about to, I got to go because it's getting pretty late and I got to eat. It's 10 o'clock. So bless you, my brother. I'll see you at the Passover. My
all
brother.
All praise to
All right,
bless you.
My brother. Elder Lawyer, I don't know if you heard this before, but there's a Benjamite brother, this pastor. I may have to speak to Gaja on this guy. Have you ever heard Elder Lawyer Under the Blood?
No, sir.
Man. Well, you probably can't hear it from where you are. But when someone sent this to me, I'm like, you know what? This brother, listen, I'm just going to play it. You can't tell me the Spirit of Christ isn't in our people, boy. I'll tell you the truth. Fair use. And it's good to be covered under the blood. Benjamin. I tell you, boy, our people sure know how to praise the Most High. Under the blood, Benjamin, I'll tell you. Hey, no one can take our Christ from us, boy. I will tell you the truth. And when I see this, I'm like, boy, Benjamin, no matter where you find Israel on the earth, you'll find Israel praising the Almighty. And I'm so glad, Elder Lawyer, that we're covered under the blood.
Yes, sir, amen.
With that, shalom. We'll see you at the Passover in a few weeks. Enroll in our Hebrew and Bible Academy. Go to historytimes.org. Make sure you go to Gathered of Christ Church. Get our app, and you'll get our social media one-stop shopping, Twitter, Instagram, everything. Go to gatheredofchrist.org, and we have a brand new site getting rolled out for all of you very, very, very soon. With that, continue to support the work. We really appreciate all you do in helping this church. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. And welcome to a true birth of a nation. Thank you, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Shalom and good night.
Shalom.